Hillary Benn speaking in the House of Commons last night, a very passionate speech that garnered applause on both sides of the House. An hour after that, the British MPs voted in favour of airstrikes. Four British jets targeted IS in the east of Syria last night. The target, we are told, was an oil field to try and cut some of the financial support that IS have been getting. Sheikh Umar Al-Qadri is Imam at the Al-Mustafa Mosque in Blanchardstown in Dublin. He's the founder of the Irish Muslim Peace and Integration Council. He's on the line now. Many people opposed to the idea of these types of strikes, Sheikh Umar. Do you think that they will have the desired effect, or could they do more harm than good?
First of all, I think it's important to mention that the world has witnessed the horrific incidents and episodes of slaughter by the so-called Islamic State Daesh. And Daesh aims to not only kill people, not non-Muslims, but at the same time, their victims are Muslims and everyone else in the world. We have to understand the problem. How did IS or Daesh, how did it come into existence? And we need to be very honest about that. Daesh exists since 2012, and it is a reaction to the war on terror. It is a reaction to how we have left Iraq and Afghanistan in such a difficult situation, how hundreds and thousands of innocent people have been killed by the war on terror. When we wanted to eliminate and defeat terrorism, we actually ended up increasing radicalization and increasing extremism. So the problem of extremism is a very multidimensional problem. There are many factors that contribute to it. These are social, economical, political, but of course also ideological. And I think that if you want to defeat Daesh and extremism and radicalism, we need to address all these root causes. Just these airstrikes, in my opinion, will not in any way eliminate the threat of Daesh. In fact, it will push people of Syria, innocent people, to Daesh to make them vulnerable for radicalization, because now we have seen from the past experience in Iraq, in Afghanistan, and of course in Syria also, that these airstrikes do not confirm that only extremists are killed. But at the same time, many, many hundreds and thousands of innocent people get killed also.
But to do, what is the option? Because doing nothing isn't an option.
Oh, absolutely.
Sending troops into the ground, sending troops in on the ground, that's a very, very risky practice, because what you're doing is that these type of individuals, these jihadis, would love nothing more than to engage one-on-one with troops wherever they come from.
Well, I totally agree that we must do something about it, and we must collectively defeat Daesh and these jihadis. And I think for that ground level engagement is very, very important. And I think that why don't they engage with Muslim countries, Muslim majority countries, and let them be part of this? Because Daesh is not only a threat to the West, it's a threat to Muslim majority countries, the whole world. Why not? And I think if we want to be really effective, why don't we address the root causes and those that fund extremism? If we cut the funding of Daesh, which comes from Saudi Arabia, which comes from Qatar, I think we will be more efficient. If we investigate where do these weapons come from, who is manufacturing, who is selling these arms and weapons to Daesh, then we will be able to eliminate radicalization.
But at the same time, the British will be at pains to point out that any airstrike they're doing is targeted to minimise civilian deaths. Last night's first strike was against an oil field, which presumably IS were using to fund their activities. So is there any place for this type of activity? If as much can be done as possible to minimise civilian casualties, is there a place for the type of bombing that we saw starting last night?
I totally am of the opinion that merely airstrikes and airstrikes that are from one country and not a collective. I think we need to go through the United Nations, and we need to engage Muslim majority countries in this, that we all must collectively defeat Daesh. And for that, merely airstrikes from one particular country or two or three countries will not be sufficient. We need to engage on the ground level. We need to also address the social economical causes. Why does Daesh exist? What has affected people? Why do people find Daesh a choice? We should give them another choice, and that is stability in Syria, there is peace in Syria, and the government in Syria at the moment that has killed 250,000 people, innocent people of Syria, their own citizens. Why are we not doing something about that?
Okay. Well, I think that
I don't understand the hypocrisy and the dual standards that we sometimes have. Trying to eliminate radicalization at one point and at the other point, we are kind of increasing it and funding it.
The real risk, the real problem, of course, is that there doesn't seem to be an option for Syria at the moment. And that is the biggest failure of all of the international community, that we can't actually see one. Sheikh Umar Al-Qadri, Imam at the Al-Mustafa Mosque in Blanchardstown, thank you very much for joining us.